This week's parasha, Parashas Korach, deals with the Matnas Kahuna, the gifts you give to the Kohen, the Achilas Truma, the eating of the Truma. And in fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Tezvav Halacha Chaf Beis, whoever eats Truma, you have to make a bracha. Whatever you're eating, you have to make the appropriate bracha. But afterwards, if you're eating truma, we know when you eat regular food, you have to make a bracha. But in addition to the regular birkas hanenin you need, v'varach asher kedishetu v'kedushaso shel Aaron, you command me in the sanctity of Aaron, v'sivanu u'echol truma, you commanded me to eat truma. That is the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, and that's the Kabbalah we have, even in Chalas Chutz Laaretz. You still make this bracha, because the Rambam writes, that's considered part of the Avodah. And the Radvaz says, what is the source of the Rambam? Where does the Rambam get this from? So in the core of the Rambam is in the Gemara Masechet Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So basically, after Gemara goes through a discussion, the Gemara concludes, Achilas Truma Begvuin Kavodas Beis HaMikdash, that eating Truma in the Gvuin, in the boundaries, is like performing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Pesachim. So comes along the Radvaz and says, and he asks, Shari ein achilas truma mitzvas asik achilas. What's the pshat in the Gemara? How can you compare achilas truma to achilas kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash? And therefore he wants to know, how can I make a birkas HaMitzvah asher kedushato b'kedushaso shel Aaron? Well, what if it's not like, why isn't it like it? Because with teretz, what is the Radvaz answer? Shetzivano sheyochu atruma HaKohanim, that the mitzvah is that the Kohanim have the mitzvah to eat the Truma, and not the Zorim, not the non-Kohanim. Sharei Zeh Barar, because it's clear to me, Sheim Ratzah HaKohen Sheol Lecho Truma, that the Kohen didn't want to eat Truma, Kol Yomav HaRishus Bia, the Kohen has an option not to eat Truma if they don't want to, V'lo Ovar Alas, and they wouldn't violate any mitzvah. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis, they have to eat it. V'im Kain, so if we see a Kohen doesn't have to eat truma, so how could you make the bracha b'tzivanu? Ela vaday kachu shetziva tetia truma muteret. The commandment must be that the truma is permitted to them. And since the truma is permitted to them, as opposed to non-zorim, therefore they can make the bracha. But we all know we have a klal. So Martino Bracha Lisurim, we all have a general rule. You don't make a bracha on something when you're coming to avoid a prohibition. That we have a general rule that, let's say, there's something called Mayim Rishonim, you wash before you eat bread. There's Mayim Achronim, you wash hands before you bench. So our minig is, We make a bracha on the Til Shadayim before and not on after, even though there are some shitas that say after. However, what about Mayim Emsoim? What about the middle waters? What are the middle waters? So the Rosh writes, the middle waters are when you're having in between fish and meat, because the Gemara tells us it's a sakana, it's a danger to have fish and meat together. So therefore, you break it up, so you wash your hands in between. So everyone agrees there's no bracha on Mayim Emsoim, on the middle waters. How come? So the commentator explained, because the only time Chazal instituted a bracha is in the performance and the fulfillment of a mitzvah. If you're doing something to avoid a prohibition, if you're washing your hands to avoid the prohibition of fish and meat together, so therefore you don't make a bracha. Or we have the whole Piskei Tshuva regarding an onin. It says something's an onin on Yantav and Sukkis. So there's a kfura on Cholamite. So before the kfura, the onin wants to eat. So the question is, where does he eat? Does he eat in his house or does he eat in the sukkah? Because on one hand, it's not permitted for an onin to do mitzvahs. We pass the machokas Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas, whether an onin has an option to do the mitzvah or whether it's prohibited. Rashi says it's an option, and Tosfos says based on the Yerushalmi, it's usher. That's the way we assume. So an onin can't do a mitzvah. So on the other hand, we know an onin can't do an avera, can't do an iser. So he seems to be stuck here. If he eats chutra sukkah, so he's doing an avera, an iserase. And if he eats in the sukkah, so he's doing a kima mitzvah. So what is the halacha? So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Achronim, he should sit in the sukkah without a bracha. In other words, it's not a compromise. And why sit in the sukkah with a bracha or don't sit in the sukkah at all? What's the pshat, sit in the sukkah without a bracha? And that's this principle. We only make a bracha when we're doing a kiyum ha-mitzvah. If we're doing something to take away, when we do something to fulfill, if we're doing the kiyum ha-mitzvah, if we're doing something to avoid a prohibition, so that we never say, you make a bracha on. So that's what he's saying here. How could you say v'tzivano here? Shavuot matzina bracha al isurim. So therefore, the Radva's answer is lo'olam kiyum ha-mitzvah. No, it's not just to avoid an issur, because that's the whole Gemara's question by Bedikas Chametz. Habodek sarach levarach. One of those Bedikas Chametz has to make a bracha. So the Rishonim, Akronim, are bothered by what happened here. He discovered America, like a tremendous thing. You know what? Before you do Bedikas Chametz, you have to make a bracha. Okay. You always have to make a bracha before you do all mitzvahs. So why are you singling out Bedikas Chametz? So they point out, the Rishonim, that because I would have thought that the only reason to do Bedikas Chametz is to avoid Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh, to avoid the prohibition. It comes along, there's a mitzvah asay. So that's what he's saying here. Yesh kan kiya mitzvah. Since Trum is called Avoda, there is definitely a fulfillment of the mitzvah here, and therefore you make the bracha. So that's an interesting point. Do you make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah? So we see the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis, one doesn't have an obligation to... One doesn't have an obligation to put on a four-cornered garment. But if you put on a four-cornered garment, you make a bracha. So we see that you do make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. Shechiyavu. So Vadayan, and in fact that's what the Kobe Shiurim writes, was Rav Chanan Wasserman points out that Api Divrei HaRadvaz, that why is it, why is it prohibited for a Kohen to eat chametz after 6 hours? It's good, it's also for everyone. Name it, let's say the mitzvah achilas truma tidchel iser achilas chametz achar sheishos. Let's say the mitzvah of eating truma should push off the negative prohibition of eating chametz. So there are many answers, but so Rukobi Shurim writes, Shekan ein kan ela mitzvahs kiyum es bova, which is a interesting discussion among the Rishonim itself, whether you say ase do chalos ase on a mitzvah kiyuma. So that's the, so just to conclude, that's what we said, the Rambam paskins, that when you eat the truma, you make the bracha. In addition to the classical Birchas Hanenin, you have to make the bracha, Asher Kedesh Shelo, B'Kdushas Yoshel Aron, V'Tzivonu L'chol Truma. What is the source? The Gemara in Pesachim, that eating truma in the Gevulin is like eating Kachim. And then we went through, and the bottom line is, there's a mitzvah kiyumis that one fulfills when they eat the truma, even though we don't make brachas on Isurim, we don't make brachas to avoid Isurim, but we apparently we see from truma perhaps and from tzitzis, then a mitzvah kiyumis, one does make a bracha.